Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is COVID investing, to buy or not to buy. That is the question. Well, before we get started, I want to just touch base with you guys and see how you're doing in the midst of just all the crazy stuff that's going on around our world here. I'm hoping that you're still pumped up about real estate investing, and I hope you see the many benefits it can have for you, and especially for those of you that are approaching retirement or already in retirement. There's a lot of great stuff that real estate investing will be able to do to help make that the kind of season that you really desire. So just want to encourage you there, and hopefully we can see some great stories coming through. I have been hearing from some of you out there that are doing some neat things. A lot of successes, even in the midst of COVID investing, which is our topic today. But first, I'm going to give you some tips of the week. Try to just zip through this here. I actually have four of them. Just little things that you can do to kind of give you a little hedge in your investing efforts here. Number one, buy properties below full market value. And I know a lot of you guys are saying, that's crazy. It's a seller's market out there. But there are still ways to get those deals. Part of it is really, you know, knowing when you're going in there that want to be able to get that property below market value. So sometimes that, if you have cash, that'll be a way you can usually trim off 5 to 10%, right there. There are also things you can do, especially once you get your inspection, where you can reduce things down. So nothing's more exciting than buying a property, having the appraisal done, and find out that, wow, I paid under the appraisal value. So that's a good one. Number two, find motivated sellers. You will have a better chance of finding better deals if you can locate those motivated sellers. And there's a lot of different reasons why people are motivated. Some I know with a lot of the things that are going on right now, there's a mass exodus out of California and New York and other areas that were highly impacted by COVID, shutdowns, riots, whatever you may call it. There are a lot of people that just want to sell and move. So there are some good opportunities there. It's a matter of just kind of getting out there and locating those people that are interested in selling and selling now. Number three, frame the offer. Now, once you've found that motivated seller, you want to make sure that you frame the offer in such a way that they understand it. A good real estate investor quickly learns that this is not a business of stealing property, but of solving problems in a way that benefits sellers. And the idea is understanding their needs and being able to present that offer so they understand that you can help them to meet those needs. Number four, make your profit when you buy. And that's always wonderful. You know, never make a purchase unless you've carefully determined exactly how you will get to your profit, okay? If you hold it as a long-term investment, will the monthly rental income generate strong cash flow? Will you sell the deal to another investor for fast cash? Will you do some fix up, hold it for a few years and sell the property? You know what your exit strategy is early on. That's really important. So have a plan before you buy, and hopefully when you buy, you've got instant equity waiting for you there. Okay, well, let's move into our topic, COVID investing. To buy or not to buy? That is the question. I know it sounds like something Shakespeare would say, but I don't know what real estate prices were like back then, but boy, they are really all over the board right now. It kind of goes without saying that COVID-19 has had an unprecedented and far-reaching effect on the world's economy. I mean, not just the U.S., but all over the place. With record unemployment and job uncertainty being a reality for many people, it can be tough to sort of find that silver lining in the midst of this crazy economy. However, it's important to remember that in times of fear and uncertainty, there's also opportunity. So we're going to take a look at that aspect of it as well today. Does it pay to be cautious? Does it pay to move forward? So we're going to talk about that. So the question is here, is now a good time to invest in real estate? I've always said that when times are good, you probably make money on equity. And when times are bad, you make money on financing. At this moment, several months into the pandemic here, and it looks like it's not slowing down at any point here, there's a possibility for both. Home prices are holding steady and financing costs are at record lows right now, which is an almost unheard of situation. You never see that, when there's just, wow, prices are good, they're strong, they're not going down. In some places, they're going up. The way I see it, this is really a great opportunity for you if you can find those types of deals. Keep in mind, though, that this can and likely will change, okay? People have been hesitant to sell during the pandemic, and as a result, inventory has been low, which has kept prices steady. As things change financially and there are government bailouts and assistance, things are going to shift even more. So it's important that, we monitor and keep an eye on how the economy is changing. But the problem is really what's going to be the outcome of the election. And with many people, I've just said, if you have any doubt, if you really are not certain, I would say wait till after November and see how things transpire at that point. If you're hesitant, I wouldn't go in. If you feel confident, hey, there are some great deals. Yeah, not a lot of people are selling, so there might not be as many opportunities, but there are the people that are selling are very anxious to sell. So there are opportunities already there, and you're seeing it already with this major transmigration across the country here in the U.S. What about the city or the suburb? Where are you going to invest? In rural, suburban, and vacation areas are where most of the activity is happening right now. We're actually seeing slight reductions in like the condominium market, where people are required to live in tight common areas and they have to get into elevators and other things. So that's not a real hot spot right now. Some of those short-term rentals, though, are actually doing pretty well, especially since the hotels are really trying to adapt. Some of them are just leaving the marketplace, but there are some have lowered their prices tremendously to compete with Airbnb and some of the vacation rentals. So that's an area right now where it's kind of tough for them to lowball an Airbnb, especially when you can control that yourself. So that's a pretty good place to be. Single family homes are hot in the suburbs right now. It's a great place. A lot of people that have left the cities that were working in the skyscrapers are moving into suburban areas. They're working out of their homes. Five bedroom homes are hot right now. You know, having extra rooms in there that can be converted to office space are very hot. So those are, you know, some of the things that you might consider. Those that may not want to become a landlord or may not want to have to deal with vacation renters and or people renting Airbnbs, there's the REIT market, which is pretty hot right now, too. It's proven to be a safe way to passively invest through what real estate investment trusts. There are some very, very good areas that are happening right now where you're going to see some great returns. So looking at the REIT market, that may be something for those more passive investors. There are also a lot of activity going on in the syndication side of things. You know, I've shared with you, you know, where we're at in terms of senior living, which is just booming right now. Same thing is happening with apartments too. So again, you know, vet your sponsors carefully and make sure you know who you're investing with if you're going in the syndication side of things. While I believe that, you know, now is most definitely a good time to invest, if you understand the dynamics of what's going on, a word of caution, you know, don't get overly ambitious. Even though it is a volatile time right now, it may be a little early to jump in headlong here, just when we really don't know what's going to be the ultimate outcome. If there's a major dip in the economy, you may want to wait and find those really great deals and work from that standpoint. I still think there's good deals to be had. It's just a matter of understanding what you're buying and where you're buying. It might take longer than a few months. We don't know exactly what is going on. Things like the home improvement industry is booming. Home Depot and Lowe's and places like that are going crazy. It's hard to get building materials even. And that may be because people aren't selling. They're working on fixing their house up so that they can sell. But there's also a lot of ground up stuff being done, new construction. And so I think that there might be some great opportunities in that space as well. No matter what type of investment property or asset you're investing in, make sure that you are working with professionals who can guide you through these uncertain times. No matter how much research you do, you cannot replace the expertise of an experienced and knowledgeable real estate agent or broker who really knows the markets that you're looking at. You know, different communities are experiencing different challenges, and you can never assume you know more than those who work in that area day in and day out. So make sure you have a strong network of trusted agents or brokers whom you can turn to anytime you're considering acquiring a property. Now more than ever, you know, to lean on their expertise and guidance. Think long term. Remember that real estate is not a get rich game. And I'll repeat that again for those of you that may have some misunderstanding here. This is not a get rich quick scheme or game. I mean, it really isn't. Anyone who invests should be thinking long term. Things are changing every day, and none of us know how or even if this will completely resolve. As a result, short-term risk takers have the most to lose. But long-term real estate investors have much to gain. It's like the stock market. You know, if you buy for the long term, you're usually going to do better. Again, you know, when there are opportunities, if you're buying at the bottom of a cycle and things are starting to go up, yeah, you might want to do more short term. But right now we're not seeing that. And we haven't really maybe even seen the full depth of how low things may go in this market, or if they will go very low. So those are variables. But if you're buying for the long term, and I think a lot of people I know that are investing in everything from homes to apartments are looking at that longer term view, just so that they can get through those cycles, if there are going to be multiple cycles. It does go up and down, and it always has. So if you're not planning on cashing in on your portfolio within the next several years, you have the potential to make significant gains. Those who can should move forward, but be safe and proceed with caution, okay? Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled COVID Investing, to buy or not to buy. That is the question. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.